tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on in to Hump Day Wednesday, May 7th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, the people of the Onaway School District did not feel that they wanted to be taxed more for the school to pass their millage for a school district improvement package that basically failed very closely, but did fail last night. Now, if you had a ballot proposal, a bond millage on your taxes yesterday, text me 231-360-5140 whether or not it passed and what township and county. If it passed, if it failed, text me and let me know. We're going to do a little bit of a unscientific poll this morning. Going to report it in the second hour. Bottom line is, Onaway people said no. We're not going to invest that kind of money into the school at this time. We don't approve of what you were going to spend it on. We don't approve of the prices you were given. We're not going to pass it. And it failed. Central Lake, late last night, about midnight, finally, two townships reported in, and Central Lake approved, narrowly approved, their millage for property taxes, $15 million to go into an old school there in Central Lake. Now listen to this, folks. It passed 677 to 635 no's. 42 people voted yes, had basically 22 of those people had voted no, it would have failed. It would have flipped. You take 22 from the 677 and add it to the no's, and it would have failed. 22 people decided to tax the north end of Torch Lake Township, Banks Township, and Central Lake more on their property taxes to save a dilapidated school building. In talking with some of the people last night, some of the people justified it because they didn't want to do my idea of consolidating with Bel Air just down the road, which has nicer buildings, newer buildings. They didn't like the liberal agenda Bel Air schools are pushing on the kids. One of the kids in the school, I believe he was 17-year-old junior, forced the school board to allow boys into the girls' locker room. This one male supposedly has a girlfriend, wanted to be able to go into the girls' locker room, the girls' bathrooms, petitioned the school board, and they kowtowed to him and approved it. Well, the people north of there, Central Lake, very conservative folks, supported Vicky for county clerk, didn't want to have anything to do with Bel Air schools. Narrowly, it passed 677 to 635. And I heard Onaway was pretty close as well. But they beat it. Onaway school millage proposal fails. Central Lake passes. Text me what's going on in your area. Let me know. We'll talk about it in the second hour. Dr. Jeff's going to be in the house. Text me your questions for him. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Yep. Yes, I knew it all along.
Hey, hear me? Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Joining us on the radio right now, live. Of course, Jeff, we always hear you, brother.
Okay.
You don't have to ask. We got the technology down now, buddy. We are hooked up. So, hey, lots of things happening up in your area. Did you have very many school millages bond proposals yesterday?
The only one that I saw come through was they were talking about Kinross Fire Department is the only one I've been seeing.
Right. Yep. And did you hear whether it passed or not?
I have not heard.
Okay. because, I think it was, what was it, $3 million, something like that they were asking for?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, unbelievable, unbelievable. Well, Onaway School District, Cliff Tellini, our friends over there in Onaway, they defeated their bond proposal. I think they were asking for $11 million bucks or something for school improvements, yeah. HVAC, and a better entrance to the school. Well, the voters said, no, you got to find the money to do it some other way. So,
yeah, I mean, I have a little epilogue to the bond proposal that the Sioux area schools tried to put through, what was it, last November, that they wanted to build this whole new $50 million elementary school. And through various reasons, I was at the school meeting with the principal and whatnot. other than the fact they have a 13-year-old son, so you can fill in the blanks there, which is why we're having a meeting.
Right.
Anyway, boys will be boys. But so what they're doing next year is they're moving the middle school into the high school, and then moving all the elementary schools into the middle school. And I'm kind of asking, I'm like, are you going to have enough room? Why are you doing that? And they told me that, well, you know, we have such a low occupancy rate or whatever, since a low enrollment, that they could pretty much put everybody, because this high school is actually a pretty big building. They could put everybody in the high school and still have room left over. And I'm sitting here thinking, and you wanted $50 million for a brand new building that we're not even full in the buildings we have.
Exactly.
So it's, we need a doge. We need to call Elon. I'm like, hey, you know, it's the school has, it's like when I talk to people in the military, we have two missions. Okay. And it is to unalive bad guys and break their stuff. And that's it. And the same thing with the school system, you have two jobs, or you have basically your job is to educate our kids in reading, writing, and arithmetic. Okay, and trades and skills and, you know, or whatnot. You need to make good. Your one job is
life skills. Basically, get them prepared to, you know, if they don't want to go to college or whatever, they can do something with their lives.
Yeah, and it's like I tell my kids, and, you know, because when you go back and forth at them, and I have to do stuff on them that, and here, parents, feel free to use this line if you want. I always look at them and says, what is my job as your parent? You know, I'm your father, not your friend. My job is to make sure that you are a productive member of society. And if that means that I have to ride you and do stuff you don't like and be unfair, I'm using air quotes here, know, then so be it. But, you know, if we come out friends on the end, that's even better and great, but that's not my job right now. And it's the same thing with the schools, is you got to get in there, reading, writing, arithmetic. We need to make good, you know,
good decisions.
Good decisions. So, yeah,
absolutely. Well, we're going to be taking text messages this morning from everybody. Officer Rick Nieper, down in Genesee County, said Dexter community passed their district. Okay. It affects his family because their family's cottage is in that school district. Also, Phyllis, another listener, she's been up to UP a couple times, some of our events. So, yeah, we're collecting the data. Central Lake, our little Antrim County, passed $15 million to build a dilapidated school building up, new roof, new HVAC, new doors, new carpet, 212 kids, declining population. This year, I believe there's 11 or 12 seniors graduating. They're actually going to be below 200 kids, and they just passed it by 42 votes last night. So.
Yeah, you know, like I said, and it's not that I'm against, you know, paying taxes or paying a millage, but example, you have to spend the money wisely, and that's what a lot of people think with Doge and Musk and all these people, that, you know, they're just cutting. I'm like, no, they're making sure, okay, we're paying this money, we need to get a return on our investment, and, you know, I don't know all the nuances of that one, but, you know, $15 million for a building that, you know, is you got 200 kids, you got declining population.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Can we do it cheaper? You know, or find a different way doing it. So
right. Well, they said they would really ideally like to tear the old building down and build a new one. But, mm-hmm. of course, that was going to be $25, $30 million, twice as much as fixing this one.
Yeah.
So,
and sometimes you look at some of these quotes some of these contractors put out, and, you know, now I'm getting, you know, hole in my opinion here.
Sure.
Editorial. But, you know, I'm like, really? For, like, how much do you want for this again? And mm-hmm. it's kind of like what I do with people, you know, it's you want how much to fix a bone or do this or do that? I'm like... Yeah, like I said, I'm not against making money. I mean, you know, America
gotta pay the bills.
Yeah, pay, you know, and but at some point you got to go, okay, you know, really,
right?
It's you wonder if those things get paid. You go, oh, it's a government. People look at it, they go, oh, it's a government contract. We'll pad it up a little bit, you know,
double, like, triple, whatever. Yeah,
yeah. I know.
Well, you know, one of the things that we're excited about is we were able to get some veterinarians to join you up at Sioux Animal Hospital.
Yep.
I want you to talk to the audience about that and how that's going to change your ability to farm day and expand the services there at the Sioux Animal Hospital.
Oh yeah, it's I'm really excited because I think this is our watershed moment here. So both Dr. Billick and Dr. Goodman both coming. They both are new grads this year, and they both just graduated. I think I know Dr. Goodman just graduated last Friday was the ceremony. So
congratulations.
Yep. So, and I believe Dr. Billick, she went to the Arizona school, so I think she graduated about that same time, too. And they are, coming up here. They both are interested in doing large animal and in doing mixed animal. The biggest thing that I like is they are younger versions of me. They are, you know, talking to them, they're interested, they're driven, they want to learn this, and they're interested in this and that, and they're asking me questions about the zoo and doing the weird things and doing the orthopedic surgeries and doing the reproductive and doing the cattle medicine and doing the horse medicine, you know, and everything like that. So I'm really looking forward to bringing them online. And one thing that, because I've always been worried about that when I leave, because, you know, I'm, you know, not going to do this forever.
Yeah.
You know, the, you know, either I retire or God takes me, either one, I always worry, well, who's going to step into my place and who can do the things? Because I'm afraid that if I leave, you know, nobody's doing the orthopedic surgeries at the level that we're doing here. Nobody's doing these things.
Right.
Where they're going to get stuck going downstate or something. So this makes me feel a lot better that we're going to have people that can fill that in and, you know, and continue the clinic.
Right.
So.
Well, and you bring up a good point. You talk about being a parent. What is my job? You know, and one of the things that I told our kids was it's our job, mine and Vicky, to basically train our replacements.
Yes.
Okay. We in society, we fulfill a mission. We provide our job, our work, our contribution to our communities. This is what we do. It's our job to train you to replace us.
Yeah.
And all our kids growing up, you know, three girls and our son all looked at us and said, well, I don't want to be like you. Because at the time, they didn't like me very much, you know. But isn't it amazing? The older they get, the smarter we become.
Oh, yeah. And they start figuring out, you know, like, oh, wait a minute, you know. And maybe
Dad was right on this one.
Yeah. And I told my kids, too. I mean, they probably thought that, you know, I meant go to college and be a veterinarian or do stuff like that. And I'm like, not necessarily. I mean, it might not be your thing. Everybody has their thing, okay? Mm-hmm. And my thing just happened to be animals for whatever reason to be in this position.
Right.
My oldest son's a welder, okay? So... he's actually dual careered to a certain extent. Right now, he's just about finished with his schooling, and he is. But he's met a girl, so they're So he's staying in Marquette, and right now he's working in Red Lobster as a cook. And I'm well, that's good. I said, and don't just have one. You always got to have a backup plan, okay? Even though I had a backup plan that if I didn't get into college, okay, I was going to be a police officer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or at least that's what I thought at the time. You know, I was going to do that.
Sure.
And then I got into college, and I'm like, okay, if I don't get into vet school, I'm going to use my animal science degree and probably, you know, work in the animal beef industry or pork industry, because I really liked pigs at the time.
Sure.
You know, or do something like that. I always had a backup plan, and I even told them too. It's not bad having multiple skill sets because you can draw on those. So knowing how to be a cook, how to do the serve safe, because he's done that. How to do, you know, how to run a restaurant or a kitchen restaurant. That's a high stress. A lot of people don't realize how high stress that is. I've been a short order cook, or like I tell my kids, I've been SpongeBob many years ago when I was in high school.
Sure.
But you got to know how to run a kitchen and do that. And even then, those skills can still be transported from a kitchen to a welding shop, okay? Because it's the same behind the scenes. The organizational is still the same. You know, you're organizing different stuff, but it's still the same. You're still organizing, you know. And the same thing with my younger son. He's still kind of bopping around a little bit trying to find, you know, and I'm trying to expose him to as much stuff as possible. And I said, you got to start thinking. What do you want to do? What do you want? I said, even if you start picking a direction right now, you know, he's 13, that doesn't mean you're going to be stuck on that trajectory forever. When I was 13, I was going to be an electrical engineer.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about a gear shift right there. So
yep, big difference. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, you just – and it's goofy little things. And we've talked about this before here. Plain thing is that I went and rode a horse. And I went, oh, my God, this is incredible. And there you go.
Yeah, the rest is history.
He managed to – last night, for Christmas, I got him a drone, like a little – not a – toy drone and not a professional level, kind of like a mid-level one.
Yeah.
And he finally, because of moving and being winter and everything, finally got to get it out last night and was flying it around the house, around our new house that we finally moved now. And I was like, you know, drone pilot is a thing.
Yes, it is.
It's a legitimate thing. So maybe, I said, why don't you kind of put that bug in here? He's like, really? Okay. You know, and then he's out. It'll take video and stuff, and I might even use them too for, you know, I said, hey, I'll pay you, you know, okay, shoot me this video, because the thing will take video too, I guess. Shoot me this.
Video.
I need this or I need that, and, you know, pay him, you know, $20 or start getting that idea. Hey, I need you to do this project for me.
Right.
I'll pay you for it.
And you can make some spending money.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good. Well, he's only 13, so you got time. You think he might be interested eventually going into being a vet?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know. Again, at 13, I wasn't there either.
Either.
So,
yeah.
It's kind of things. But then again, it seems to be kids don't tend to follow parents. My dad was a pressman. My dad operated huge six color offset presses and things like that. And even to this day, I could pick up a menu in a restaurant and I can critique the printing because I've sat with my dad. Oh, well, here, this is off, and this register's off.
I got it. Well, listen, I'm going to give out the phone number real quick. If you guys have any questions for Dr. Jeff, give him a call, 906-635-5910. And appreciate the light interview today, Jeff. Greatly appreciate the insight.
No problem.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Enbridge. Delivering safe, reliable energy.